With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right. Todd is here. And if you got a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And don't forget, man, Todd's got a lot of experience working for the good folks at BECU.org. If you live, you work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, just like that, you can be a member. And it's not about profit. It's about people, Todd.
That's right. The people, yeah. You own it, BJ.
I own it.
Yep.
You own it. I own it.
Yep.
We all own it.
Yep.
Yeah, BECU is a good place. And, of course, we've been doing this with Todd for a long time because you just don't get taught about money in school the way you really would like to. Lots of stuff going on, and you really want to be in good shape as you get older in life because no one's going to take care of you. You got to take care of you, and you need the money to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And if we can help you get there and not make the mistakes, some of the mistakes we've made over the years, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, sometimes, man, I had a contentious relationship with my dad at times, and he had great financial advice that I refused to listen to because, what does he know?
Right.
And it turned out he did know stuff.
I have a financial question for you, Todd.
Oh, here we go.
Just okay. Popped into my head.
Father to be here.
Yes. Do you think it would be a wiser choice for me to spend $64.99 for a San Diego Padres new brown colored hoodie or the $27.99 for the t-shirt with the same logo? It's
got the, first of all, why are you buying either of them?
Because I'm an old school Padres fan. Steve Garvey, baby.
Yeah, he's happy that the brown and yellow
and
are
they
back.
They got the Padre back with the swinging bat.
Yeah.
The mascot. Yeah, so they got a hoodie version. And it's $65, or they got the t-shirt version, which is $28.
Steve doesn't understand that they're our National League rival. He doesn't understand that we're not supposed to like the Padres.
He likes the Padres.
Yeah.
I am always going to have a soft spot for the Padres. 1984 was a tough year for
they
me when they lost to the
those
Detroit
away.
Tigers.
I mean,
they should not be giving them away. This is a fantastic new thing. They're back. The brown.
You
gold.
Are the only idiot. And by the way, you did this when you were in New York with teams like the Yankees and Mets, and you were still the idiot Padres fan.
I was the idiot Steve Garvey fan because I rooted for whoever was a star player named Steve.
Yeah.
The only people that go to the Padres games are Cubs fans because they can get a cheap ticket. They can fly out here, go to the game. And it'd be less money than going to a game in Chicago.
Preach, Todd. Preach to this man.
I don't need to be Padre shamed. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, should I get the hoodie or should I get the t-shirt? I'm making the purchase. I just want to know which you think would be a better purchase.
Well, you're a t-shirt guy. So
I know, but the hoodie's cool.
And the t-shirt's brown, right?
Both the hoodie and the t-shirt are brown.
So you're not going to wear a brown t-shirt?
Oh, it's close enough to black.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, the hoodie's cool. See, he wants to spend the more money. You should be more frugal. You've got a daughter coming. Perhaps the t-shirt's a more financially sound decision.
Yeah.
And then I could get a little Padres onesie.
Then you're spending more money.
Not if I get the t-shirt.
Why would you ruin the child? Do not get a Padres onesie for that kid.
No,
she doesn't know Steve.
The child's going to come into the world as a disappointed Mariners fan like the rest of us. I'm just...
Well, it's not like the Padres have a great history of winning going on either.
Well, they had Mr. Consistency, Steve Garvey.
Oh, God, I can't talk to you.
All right,
anymore.
So go with the hoodie, right?
Yeah. No, you don't want to. If you have a regular financial question for Todd that you'll actually listen to his answer, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999 because, look, we're getting close to that time of the year. Just a couple weeks away from that Friday that is not brown but is black and that Monday that is very cyber. And it's tough for us people as we're trying to, you know, make people happy but also not break the bank.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Christmas time is a coming.
Well, I'm glad the textures aren't. They said, hey, is this even a serious question? You buy both, Steve.
Okay.
I'll answer it for Todd. Ask your wife. Haha.
Ah, there you go.
I'm not asking her. We keep this between us. This is
yeah, there's no way she's going to, especially since it's not, you know, it's another team that, you know, that nobody's going to want. She's not going to walk around with a Padres guy. She's not going to want to do that.
Okay, we got a question that someone.
Oh, we have a legit question?
Yeah. Well, mine was legit.
Okay.
All right, someone want to know what's the benefits, risks, or cons of opening a money market account as opposed to a savings account?
Ooh. Yep. Okay. Actually, the money market accounts are savings accounts, and there's no, there really isn't a lot of difference. A lot of times, money market accounts will require a larger amount to put in it because it pays a little bit more interest. But it's liquid, it's safe, there's nothing you have to worry about. I would go with a money market account if you have a, you know, quite a bit of money that you're putting on the side for, you know, to buy a house or a car. You're saving for a near short-term goal. Nothing wrong with it.
That's where I put my emergency fund. You always talk about having an emergency fund, and I put it in a money market. Yeah.
Yeah. The interest rates are so low, you're not going to make a ton of money.
No, you're not.
Right? So don't be thinking you're going to make 5-7% annual on your, you might make 1% or, you know, maybe a little bit more if you can find that. But where savings accounts are going to pay a little bit less than that. So yeah, if you have some money, you know, see, sometimes they require $10,000 minimums in money markets. It just depends to get that higher rate, but go for it.
Yeah, and you have to have an emergency fund. And though it's an interesting thing with an emergency fund, do you recommend any kind of CDs for your emergency fund? And I know that CDs have different amount of times that you can't touch the money. I don't know, is it 3 months, 6 months, or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get CDs from 3 months to 24 months to 5 years. And you can get the money. Sometimes if you do need to get to it early, you might pay a penalty in the form of lost interest on that, but not a ton. So yeah, CDs are another option for that. And what you can also do is called laddering. So you can buy maybe a 3 month CD, 6 month, 12 month, 18 month, 24 month, like say $2,000 each, whatever that dollar is. Then every 6 months or 9 months, that money's rolling over.
Oh,
And then you're getting, then you're buying a new one. So if rates are going up, then you're getting the higher interest rate on the new money that you're buying. So you don't have to lock into a, you know, 24 month or 5 year CD. You can stagger that and ladder it. We call it laddering.
Nice.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Dinah in Lakewood. Dinah, you're on with Todd Peach from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I had a rollover from a previous company who was paying in or matched what I was putting in, and now I have a 403B in my new company, and I'm just not seeing the increase as much. Lately, it's been increasing a little bit more than it had been the last couple of years, but I really want to move this into something, and I'm not sure if it's a Roth IRA where I can also get dividends from it.
Mm-hmm. So, Dinah, so the rollover, was it from a 401k? Is that correct?
Yes.
Have you done anything with that yet? So, are you just sitting? Is the money just sitting still in that old the other employer?
No, I rolled it over to my new 403B.
Okay.
And this employer doesn't match anything, so it's pretty much what I've been putting in. And now, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of an increase with, you know, the packet, but I'm not seeing as much as I would.
I've never heard of a 403B, Todd. What is that?
Are you a teacher, work for a state?
I'm a social worker.
Social worker? So a lot
private
of
private company.
Yeah, so a lot of the teachers, state government, 403Bs, same thing as a 401K.
Oh, look at them with their fancy 403B.
Yeah, it acts the same way.
Yeah.
As the 401k.
And that, and a 401k, if it's non-Roth, if it's just, then what it is that it, you get pre-tax as it goes in, right? You don't get taxed as it goes in. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's the same thing as a 401k. So yeah, you're not paying taxes today, but you're going to pay taxes in the future when you withdraw it.
So Dinah's wondering if she should do a Roth, which is you don't get, you pay taxes going in, but you don't pay taxes when you take it out.
Correct. And now, but now it's in a 403B, so it's in a tax deferred account already, so it's not a tax free account. So that would require her rolling it over somewhere else into a Roth and paying that taxes on that now.
And what would make that decision for a person? Is it age sometimes?
Age is a factor. You know, what your strategy is with that money, when you're going to use it. You know, if you have quite a bit already and you're in a, if you think you're going to be in a higher tax income bracket later on than you are today. So a lot of times the younger folks, you want to definitely take advantage of it while you're just starting out. You're
paying
lower taxes. So there's a lot of factors.
They told me not to do it because they go, dude, how much you got? 5 days left on the planet? You're done. Don't even bother.
But Dinah, back to your question. I mean, I think you have to look now. You have it in your 403B. You can do one of two things. You can look to see what investments you have available to you in that 403B. It doesn't sound like you have a very aggressive, although the market has been kind of sideways, you know, for a while. For the last couple months, but it's up. It's probably up 15, 17 year to date. But take a look, A, number one, what the investments you have in there are. And then B, if you're not happy with those, you could look at rolling it over into just an IRA somewhere else.
All right. And, well, the IRA, give out dividends, because I'm looking at somebody who had something like that, and, you know, like every quarter they would get a dividend.
Mm-hmm. What are you? How old are you, Dinah?
41.
When are you going to use the money?
For retirement, I'm hoping.
So I wouldn't focus so much on the dividends per se, but focus on the total returns. Dividends play a factor in that. Don't get me wrong, and you want to reinvest those dividends, but you want to look at what that equity is that you're investing in, is stocks, bonds. But yeah, some stocks pay dividends. Some don't. Growth stocks don't pay a lot of dividends because they're using that money, reinvesting it to grow.
So this is and Dinah, I appreciate the call. Yeah. This is where a financial advisor is so helpful because she's going deep with a lot of these questions.
Yes.
And if you're a BECU member, I mean, there is a way for you to get this kind of stuff.
Yeah. And if you want to email me, Dinah, go to BJ's page. I can hook you up with somebody to kind of walk this through what your options are. But you, when you say dividends, I would focus on more of what my money can grow to, with dividends being a factor in what that money's invested in.
Yeah, if you go to KISW.com, you'll scroll down and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Yeah. Click on that. Plus, there's a lot of cool free resources that he has links to that you didn't even know were out there that answer a lot of questions, also help you manage your money, lots of cool stuff. Let's go to Aaron in Seattle. Aaron, you are on the rock with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Aaron.
What's up?
Good. I'm pretty young, and I make pretty decent wages for my age, and I'm really struggling with actually being able to put anything away. I'm just looking for some tips and tricks, besides the whole put a savings account, bank account type of thing, and really need to learn to, you know.
Yeah. Aaron, don't feel bad,
actually,
by the way.
Yeah.
I have taken an active role in my kids' lives to help them save. It's not easy. Your generation Todd, we've talked about this. Yeah. Some of these kids are making entry-level money that I made 30 years ago when I started doing it. So it's difficult.
Yeah. How old are you, Aaron?
I'm 21.
Okay. So it's great that you're thinking about this. I mean, that's pretty amazing. What kind of income and expenses do you have? Roughly.
Well, at the moment, I am making $21.50 an hour, and I work construction.
Okay.
So I'm usually bringing home around $750 a week.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I have a phone bill. I have insurance. At the moment, I don't have to pay any rent. But
oh, that's fantastic, dude.
That's great. That's really one thing. But at the same time, like, I've tried the bank account thing, the savings account, and for some reason, I can't get myself to get in a routine of actually keep putting money away and keep holding it down. And it's killing me because I make pretty good money and I can't
use it when I want to.
And so. they don't have a program at your work where they can take money out like a 401k or something like that, right?
Well, they do have a 401k, but you have to use that, or you use that when you're retired, if I am correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you're saving money for, right, Todd, for the most part? Or
Yeah, I mean, he's 21, so he might have other goals.
I want to be able to take girls out and drink a little bit and have fun. And it sucks when it's Friday night and the boys are going out, and I'm like, well, can't go out tonight unless you're buying the beer, and, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that too much. But you got to make it automatic, Aaron. So out of sight, out of mind. So you got to set up an account. I don't care. You said savings account, but that's fine, or something. But like back to BJ say, maybe a CD, so you lock it up so you can't get to it as easy. But have it come out of your paycheck before you see it. So whether it's $100 a paycheck, whatever it is, set it up, make it automatic so it comes out of your account. So then you're sitting there on a Friday night. The money's not sitting there. It's sitting in a CD locked up that you can't get to it. But you got to make it automatic, and you got to reduce, you know, really watch your expenses and see if you can bring those down.
And it is hard for a person that age to be that regulated. And, you know, it's also hard not to take advantage of that 401k if there's any kind of matching going on.
Oh, that's
as well.
Free money. So if there is a match there, you need to do the match.
That's the thing. I mean, he's making good money, but at the same time, and he's not, I mean, gosh, you know that half of that kind of money is going to go to rent if he's lucky. I mean, $1,400, where do you get any place around here for $1,400?
Right.
You're lucky if you're getting it for that cheap.
And it sounds like if he doesn't have rent and everything, it really start to write down everything you spend your money on for 30 days. You might be surprised what you're spending it on. It might be some easy ways to cut back.
And again, if somebody is a BECU member, you guys can help them out, figure that stuff out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We have all kinds of resources. We have a financial health check if you want to do that, Aaron. We'll sit somebody on the phone with you for 45 minutes, kind of analyze all your assets, your expenses, where your money's going, see if we can give you some tips and some changes you might want to make.
See, that's what's great about a credit union. They do everything a bank does, except they don't try to make a profit. That's not their bag. It's a not-for-profit, so therefore they're just about you, and yet they do everything a bank does, except maybe put you in a bad situation and now you don't have any money.
Our goal is to help you reach your goals, and that's the bottom line.
And I answered my own question.
Oh, yeah?
I've learned a lot from you, Todd, about saving money and being smart with my money. I found a coupon code for free shipping if you spend over $50, so I am getting the hoodie.
Oh, got them both.
No, got just a hoodie. It's over $50. Free shipping. It's like I'm winning money.
I don't think that's...
I think it's free.
The shipping. we've run out of time again, but you know what? You get to email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with his smiling face. He'll answer any question he can. Don't forget BECU.org. The fine people that let Todd come in here and tell you what's up. They're also a great place for you to do your banking. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, you can be a BECU member. BECU.org. Todd, good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
So Adam Sandler, man, he had an acting teacher once time that took him out for a beer and said, look, here's the thing, Adam. You should quit trying to become an actor. Well, Adam ran into that teacher after he became successful, and how he handled it was amazing. You're going to hear from Adam at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Okay, Adam Sandler. There's definitely mixed reviews about whether or not he's really a good actor. And, well, everybody that knows him loves him, that's for sure. And that includes Brad Pitt, The two of them sat down for a conversation for Variety, and Brad told his favorite Adam Sandler story. And here it is in a nutshell. I guess when Adam was at NYU, his acting teacher took him out for a beer just so he could tell him, quote, hey, think about something else. Listen, you got heart, but you just don't have it. Choose another path.
We actually found the audio of them having that conversation. So if you want to hear Brad Pitt, he's extolling the virtues of Adam Sandler. And it's pretty cool to hear those two talking together in some kind of conversation with Variety.
You were at NYU, and it was an acting coach, I believe, or acting professor.
Acting professor, yeah.
He took you out for a beer. He kindly said to you, think about something else.
Exactly.
Listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it.
Right.
Choose another path. This is why it's my favorite Adam Sandler story, and I think it says a lot about you. That you ran into him at the height, you know, when you're getting the ultimate payday,
right,
and you're with a bunch of friends, and you run into him out at a bar. Anyone would think that's the opportunity where you go, you rub it in his face. What you did was you introduced him to your friends, and you said, this is the only teacher to ever buy me a beer.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
True?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
It's a cool angle.
Because I probably would have rubbed it in the teacher's face.
Okay, professor.
Yeah.
Like, be like, yo, I'll talk in front of the students. And the guy's probably thinking, oh, this is awesome. We've got Adam Sandler. And then he just roasts that guy.
You know, and it's cool for Brad Pitt to acknowledge that. Because when you get to be successful, like Adam Sandler has, I'm happy to hear that he's content enough that he doesn't have to rub it in the guy's face and actually can be decent. Because the acting teacher was trying to do a nice thing. You know, we had a guy tell Joe. We had the cooking teacher told Joe to stop going to cooking school. And that was a nice thing. He saved us money. He's like, kid, you just don't. He goes, you like to cook, but there's no way you want to be you can never be a professional chef. You just don't want to do it the right way.
But there could have been a moment in Joe's life that maybe something. No, he hasn't made us his mac and cheese.
Yeah,
right? I was about to say maybe there's like a switch gets turned, because sometimes people don't seem that way. And then something happens in their life where like, you know what? I'm taking this serious. Screw it with any kind of art.
See, that's why I like being told stuff like that. It just happened for me at a radio convention. Somebody came up to me and said, hey, what do you think? Look at my stuff. And I just looked at him and I go,
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? He's like, what are you doing even on air? You shouldn't even be on air. You should be doing technical stuff.
Wait, I thought you were about the sure story. It was like somebody telling you that, and that's why you liked it. Challenge.
I'm the guy.
So
I'm the acting teacher.
About being the
He's
jerk.
The dream crusher right there.
Happy National Kindness Day, everybody.
Well, if you come to me and ask me for something like that, I'm going to tell you what's up. Now, it can be motivational, like you said, Steve, because if he comes back to me and says, hey, dude, I killed it. I'm now the biggest star in radio. I'll be like, dude, good, because, you know, something made you do it. I think that's fantastic. Well, I don't mind being that guy.
I can't remember the exact story, but Jimmy Kimmel, a guy that worked in radio, in fact, here was told in Seattle that he was never going to make it. I guess whatever job he had doing a morning radio show. And then he had a big thing where he was speaking in front of a bunch of people in radio, and he singled out the guy who told him or fired him.
Yeah.
And like a little bit different than Adam.
Yeah, it wasn't an Adam moment.
Jimmy took the I'm going to embarrass you road, which, I mean, both are fun, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone says, I don't know if Adam's really a great actor. I think he's very funny, who happens to be a successful actor. Yeah, I don't think anyone's saying. I mean, he has a couple of good roles where like his acting chops were pretty decent.
And isn't there a new movie coming out, where, or has it already come out, where they said it's the best he's ever done and he's on like almost Academy Award? I thought I saw that somewhere.
Hmm.
You know, because, I mean, Rain Over Me was something. And,
Punch Drunk Love, some people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And gosh, I wish I knew the new movie I'm thinking about.
Little Nicky.
Oh, Little Nicky, of course, yeah, oh, yeah, goodness. And Jack and Jill were really his, that was where he really shined, or shone.
But you're right, there are times where it's like, you know what, I'm going to show that teacher that I could do something, and I'm sure that was maybe a motivator for Adam to be like, I'm going to prove this guy wrong, he doesn't think I'm going to be able to pull it off, I'm going to pull it off. I mean, I think about when I was growing up as a kid, my grandfather point blank told me, granted, I was trying to do a ventriloquist show, while he was watching his favorite television show, and he went off on me about how I'm not entertaining, I'm never going to be funny, or never this. And he's right. I'm still trying to be, but I made a career out of trying to be.
Well, and you still remember that? That's a nice chip. I think once in a while.
Oh, it was a huge chip on my shoulder.
I think a chip is good sometimes. You need something to get you over the top, because it's not easy to be great at something.
The one you were talking about was Uncut Gems, and it's getting like 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's what I
was talking about. Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah. That worked. I mean, that one got a million on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I was talking about it. Steve doesn't know nothing. I keep up on the good movies. He keeps up on Little Nicky. Come on.
Is it about a guy and his anteater?
Uncut Gems?
Oh, jeez.
Ah!
Wow.
Oh, and
see, Grandpa?
Wow.
Suck it.
Yeah. Danny, don't support this. Don't
laugh
at
that. I need Danny as a kid.
You really do. You need Danny, like this little schlub to follow you around, make you feel like you're the king of the neighborhood.
Right.
Like, I had one of those myself, as a matter of fact.
Like my little Ed McMahon. Yeah. That's a terrible old relate.
Yes, it was.
My little Andy Richter. Crap.
Well, it's the closest you got. Who's the guy? Wait, I don't know the name of the guy on Fallon. I mean, the guy with the glasses, but I don't know his name.
That guy with the glasses.
The guy with the glasses. That's what you need. Yeah, that's what you need.
Someone says, I was told in seventh grade I would never make money doing art. Yep, I kept on going, from Justin Hunt, who's an artist.
Yeah.
We know him.
And see, you can be angry at those folks, but you need something to keep you going over those times where it's boring and you got to do the same thing over and over again. Lots of adversity faces your way when you're trying to be great at something. Honestly, and so I look at that guy and I talked to him at the convention. Steve, you know our business. Mm-hmm. You can't be halfway in and you can't be halfway okay. You got to figure it out.
And you can't expect that tomorrow you're going to walk into the ultimate dream job that pays all that. That's the hard part when you talk to some people that are new students, or even somebody that's like, I'm 37 years old and I'm thinking about changing careers, and everyone told me I have a voice for radio. What do I got to do? And I'm like, aye, man, are you cool with not making any money for 10 years?
Yeah.
Or maybe even longer, maybe less. Who knows? But are you cool with, like, you know, your mental state being impacted just by what somebody else thinks of you that you don't even know, that doesn't even have any say, like that can dictate whether or not you're going to be hired or fired? Like, there's a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, if you're up for that, then yeah, go for it. But you're right. You can't just be like, I want to see if I can maybe do this. It'd be a fun hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, that isn't going to cut it.
It's like that with any job that you want to succeed in.
And somebody's got to tell you that. Someone's got to go, I don't tell people if they've got the talent, but I look at what they're doing and I go, your effort is, here's where your effort is. I mean, I don't know if someone's talented enough to be in anything. I have no clue.
True.
But I'll tell somebody based on what they show me and go, dude, you show me this. This is what I think you should be doing, because look what you're excited about. Guy was more excited about creating some sort of like device. And I'm like, what's that got to do with going on and doing a radio show?
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with that. I mean, because I'm excited about, you know, something like, you know, what we do, talking or, you know, yeah.
Well, it's funny because
probably it's not the greatest example, but.
But it's funny. Sometimes you see, even like when we have interns come in the past, and really the telltale sign to me was never really about any like talent or skills or anything like that. It's like, are you able to get up every day consistently and be in a somewhat decent attitude at 4:30 in the morning?
That's why Vicky made it.
That's why most of us probably made it. We were the idiots that were willing to get up every morning and not give up on it.
Yeah, it's so true, dude. You're absolutely right. And so every job has that one thing where you go, if you're willing to do this, you will be successful at this job. And it's not what anybody would think would be the part of the job. And so
it might take longer for some than others because of the talent part. But if you want to put in the effort and the grind of it, then you never know what's going to come.
I do get worried. I just feel like we're less adversity averse society, meaning we don't want people to go through any hard times, and you do need to have a thick skin to be successful.
I think that, but I also don't think that's necessarily always the case, because now you're seeing some people I noticed working more than one job. Like when we grew up, it was like, you get that one job, that's your career.
Right.
But I'm seeing like millennials and younger doing 3-4 jobs. They don't have a set full-time job. And it's like, when you look at it that way, it's like, that's a grind. Like, you're working multiple jobs, freelance, this, then the other thing, just trying to make a buck and hoping that one of these will stick. I have a lot of respect for somebody that's trying to do it that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I could do that right now.
Yeah, as long as, and I mean,
I remember having 4 jobs.
Well, I did actually work 3 or 4 jobs. They were radio jobs. They were just different places. But but that was a grind, because I couldn't get anybody to hire me full time. So I do understand what it's like to be Mr. Part-Timer.
So I feel like there are people out there that still have that mindset.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. Because I'm starting to be that old guy that thinks that, you know what?
These days.
Yeah, it really is. I was thinking about that watching YouTube and listening to podcasts. And I'm like, my God, I'm listening to this podcast. And I'm like, it doesn't matter how good you are anymore. You don't have to be good. You just have to go, I'm going to do a podcast.
That's how people think when they listen to our radio show, though.
Well, that's true. You're right.
So he says, my stepmother told me I wouldn't make it through basic training. I retired from the Air Force 29 years later.
Nice. Wow. You know what? Go, congratulations to her, because it takes a lot to get through basic. And if you could see her rotten face every time as it was getting hard, if that motivated you, good for you.
Someone says, my choir teacher said I'd never make it as a singer. She was right. My choir teacher said I'd make it as a singer. She was right. I sold out Jazz Bones in Tacoma twice, LOL.
That's the one
that's
thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's a hard thing to sort of fake. Like, you know, either you're a good singer or you're not, right? I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, if you sound like, you know, hey, dude, you're pitchy dog, I don't know how you change that. How do you change your voice?
How about this person? It says, my boyfriend had to work multiple part-time jobs in different radio companies around town. Just like you guys said, it took about 10 years. Now he has a career in radio. He never gave up.
Woo!
I do wish he worked for you guys, though. LOL.
Tell him to quit.
There's still time.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I've been looking to get rid of a few people. I'm not going to mention Danny's name.
Ouch. Wow. No, we can't let him go. He's my Ed McMahon.
That's why I want to let him go. I need somebody on my side.
Whatever that
Vicky.
Means.
Wow. He doesn't know Ed McMahon. What's wrong with you?
Yes.
He did a good job. He just said yes. That's what Ed McMahon would say.
That's pretty much what he
just
says.
Keep saying yes.
Yes. Oh, he's doing a great job, Danny.
Goodbye, old friend.
Oh. All right. He still doesn't know who he is.
Well, now you have context of what his voice sounds like. He's
Thank
dead.
You.
Oh. Is he the guy with the giant check?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I know that part.
Boom.
Yes.
How about he's known for that?
Oh, like, more so than Johnny Carson.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Easily.
Okay. Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one right, but took too many guesses.
How many professional losses did Muhammad Ali have?
Zero.
No.
One?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
Yep.
Damn it. Sorry, buddy. I'm not really sorry, because you might get me a loser song if you're that bad. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.